So Rabbi Ezra Shimdun Daf Chav Tes of Masechtas Menachos. Some of the topics we learn about include: the Gemara elaborates on the details of the Menorah and Shleisha Dvarim Hayu Kashtan LeMoshe at Sheheru LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu Betzboi. The Menorah was one of the three matters which Moshe Rabbeinu found difficult to understand until Hashem showed them to Moshe. The Mishnah's halacha of Shtei Parshas Shebe Mezuzah Ma'ak VeZuazu Afilik Sav Echad Ma'akvin. The two parashas of Shema Vayim Shemaya that are written in a mezuzah are mandatory, and if there was a mistake in even one letter, the mezuzah is possible. The distinction between a nekev, hole in the left leg of the letter hey that hangs, and a nekev in the right leg that is attached. A solution for a nekev is zil aisi yenukah delechokim leitipish. If an average child reads the word correctly, the letter is kosher. Sheva aisi tzricha shleisha ziyunin. The seven letters of shatnez gatz require three tagin, serifs, at the top of each letter. The Gemara explains the reasons behind the structure of the letters Hey and Yud. Rav's halacha of Sefer Torah sheyesh bo shtei toyos b'chol daf v'daf yisaken shalosh yigonis. If a Sefer Torah has two mistakes in each column, the Sefer Torah can be corrected and is kosher. But if there were three mistakes in each column, the Sefer Torah cannot be corrected and is puzzle and must be buried. And im yesh b'daf achas shleima, matzelos al kulay. If one daf was perfect, then all the other dafim can be corrected.